This week is Parshas Bo. We're going to study Maral again from Gvuras Hashem, Perek Lamed Tes, and we're going to look at how he interprets a medrash that says how 7 days of Pesach are like the 7 days of Bereshis, the 7 days of the week. The medrash says V'lo Yera L'chos Or Shivas Yomim. It's on page Kuf Mem Vav, second column, bottom of the column. I would like to learn Le'ilu Nishmas. Miralutka. Bas Yaakov. May the Neshama have Aliyah.
Amen.
Lo yira l'chosar shivas yamim. Keneged shiva yamim shebein geula l'kriyas yamsuf. So 7 days of Pesach forever will be a 7-day remembrance of what began with Yitzias Mitzrayim and culminated with Kriyas Yamsuf on the 7th day. Kishem shebetchilo hayu shiva yimei bereishis, says the Medrash, just as in the beginning of time, in the beginning of the history of the world, there were 6 days of creation and then the 7th day of bereishis. Ukishem shehashabos miskayim echad l'shiva yamim. Just as there will always be the commemoration and sanctification of the Shabbos on the 7th day, there will always be Pesach and there will be this celebration of 7 days of Pesach. Shenemar, v'shamarta ha'chukah hazois lemoyada miyamim yamima ad kan. Says the Maharal, Ubiur Medrash Zeh, on the top of the next page, page Kuf Mem Zayin, Ubiur Zeh, Kishem Shebara HaKadosh Baruch Hu Esai Lamoy L'Shiva Yamim, V'Tziva HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lizkar Esai Shabbos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world and said on the 7th day, there shall be a commemoration of all of the Briyah. And the 7th day, of course, is for us to understand the Briyah, to appreciate and to know why there is a Briyah. V'zeki HaShabbos, hu hashlamas HaBriyah. V'yichalu likim b'yoyim HaShivi'i. That is, the Shabbos is the culmination and completion of all of that which was intended by the 6 days and what Hashem created earlier for the sake of the Shabbos. You know, we daven on Friday night, Leil Shabbos, we say Tachlis. That this is the Tachlis of all of Ma'aseh Bereishis. V'zeki HaShabbos hu Hashlama Sabriya v'hakol peine el ha-Hashlama shehu Iker. Everything revolves around. Peine here means everything revolves around, meaning the Mitara, the goal, the raison d'etre of everything which preceded the Shabbos was Shabbos. Everything's created because there should be a world, not that you continue to change it, but there should be a world that you sanctify on the day of Shabbos. That there should be Kedusha in the world. And the point of having a Shabbos is that that gives meaning to everything that came before it. So everything is poina, meaning everything revolves around, right? Or depends upon, turns. Pina literally means to turn to. Turn to means to depend upon it for its meaning and for its value. Hakol pina el ha-hashlama shehu ikar. That's the ikar. I remember once I made the mistake. I was talking to my Rebbe, Rav Aaron Shecht, and I made the mistake of saying something about the weekend. And he said to me, Moshe, bring the rein a siddur. Bring me a siddur. I went out of his office to the Bais Medrash and I brought in a siddur, and he turns to the davening of Leil Shabbos and he says, At Kedash is Yom Shvi Neshmecha Tachlis Ma'is Yishamayim V'aretz. The whole raison d'etre of all of creation is the Shabbos, not the weekend. That's a diminution of what the Shabbos is all about. You have to call it correctly. Shabbos Kodesh, the Tachlis. The whole point of all of creation was that we reach the Shabbos. V'yesh lizkor yom ha-Shabbos b'shvil zeh Kol Yemei HaShavua. So we remember Shabbos every day. Kadesh Yia HaKol Paina El HaShlamas HaBriya. Every morning we say Hayom Yom Rishon B'Shabbos, Sheni B'Shabbos, Shlishi B'Shabbos. The way we prepare for Shabbos, the Gemara in Be'ah describes Bezhil and Beshamay in the different ways that they were, you know, doing what we have to do to prepare for the Shabbos. V'chein Yitzias Mitzrayim Hu HaShlamas Seder HaOlam. Yitzias Mitzrayim is the completion of all of creation and the reason for all of creation becomes clear, and the possibilities of creation are made possible when Am Yisrael emerges. Am Yisrael emerges from Yitzias Mitzrayim. Why does Hashem create a world? For Am Yisrael to accomplish its achievements. When does Am Yisrael come into being? With Yitzias Mitzrayim. So he says, therefore, Shabbos is the completion of, and the tachlis of the 6 days, ending with the Shabbos, the 7 days of the tachlis is the Shabbos is the tachlis of Ma'aseh Bereishis. Yitzias Mitzrayim, the emergence of Yisrael, is the tachlis of world history. V'chein Yitzias Mitzrayim hu hashlamas seder ha'olam, k'moshi yisbar, as we'll explain. Sheyadua ki ba'olam hazeh ha'ikur hu ha'adam. After all, the height of creation, the pinnacle of creation, is the creation of man. That's why man was last to be created. Ubi Yisrael bachar ben kol ha'umos. Who is most chosen? The chosen of the people, of Adam? Am Yisrael. V'Yisrael hushlemu kasher yatzu mimitzrayim v'oz hayu la'am. Am Yisrael comes into existence with Yitzias Mitzrayim. V'nimtza, so the result is that Yitzias Mitzrayim is k'may Shabbos. Kishabbos hashlamas habriya. Shabbos is the culmination of creation. Yitzias Mitzrayim hashlamas toldos ha'olam. Yitzias Mitzrayim is culmination of the story of mankind. The story of mankind begins in earnest with Yitzias Mitzrayim. Story of creation begins, and the story of Yitzias Mitzrayim begins. Story of creation is culminating with the Shabbos. Story of the beginning of mankind, Toldos Adam, emergence of man, culminates with the emergence of Am Yisrael. Ki acha shenishlama habriya, hayu Toldos Olam maschilin latzeis al hashlemus. With creation, you start to have man, and the family of man, and the generations of man, and then the umos, the nations, emerge. V'chola umos zu achazu. Hayu yoitzim ad shivim umos. Till you have fully 70 nations. V'chein amoin umoya v'edoin. Aval Yisrael yotzu ba'achroin alechol ha'umos. Last nation to emerge was Am Yisrael. Just like in the case of the Bria, Adam, Nivra Ba'achreina, and in the case of nations, Israel emerged Ba'achreina at the very last stage of the emergence of nations. Lekach Amru al Yisrael, Atem Kruyim Adam. Adam, Atem, the Pasuk says. Atem Kruyim Adam, we are called Adam. Does that mean that they are not people? Of course not. It just means that when you have finally the man that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's intention was all along, finally emerging, Atem Kriyim Adam. Famous story of how to prepare for the Bayless trial, and to answer the question of, well, wouldn't you Jews, you know, forfeit other people's blood? No, we wouldn't. The idea of Atem Kriyim Adam doesn't mean that they're not human. Of course, they're human and they're Tzelem Elikim, they're of great value. But the ultimate and the culmination of the creation and formation of man, and that which would be the tachlis of Adam, to accomplish the things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu intended man to accomplish, that was made possible with the emergence of Am Yisrael. That's the meaning of Atem Kurim Adam. We are finally the Adam that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted and intended when he created Adam, when he created man in the first place. V'zeh Dimyon HaBriya. Sha'adam nivra ba'achreino lekach amru al Yisrael atem kriyam adam. So we're halfway down this first column on page Kuf Mem Zayin. Va'az kasher yatsu Yisrael haya oimed ha'olam shelo yatsu oid shum uma el ha'poel. So man is now complete, so to speak, right? The story of man and the story of the different kinds of nations can begin because now, finally, the nation that needed to emerge, Am Yisrael, has emerged. Now we'll skip a few lines till about seven lines from the bottom of the page, middle of the line. Nimtza ki yimei ha-pesach k'moi ha-shabbos legamri. So Pesach is like the Yimei Shabbos. And that's why we have 7 days of the week and then the Shabbos, and we have 7 days of Pesach. Because just as in the case of the 6 days that are given their meaning, and they are coming to completion with the seventh day, the Shabbos, so too, everything that emerged, all the story of man up until Yetzias Mitzrayim was just laying the groundwork and the preparation for the emergence of Am Yisrael. We of course know this famously from the Medrash that says Yom HaShishi, that we're looking for that Yom HaShishi of Am Yisrael, which is the 6th day of Sivan, when Torah will be given and the Jewish people finally receive Torah. And now there's the nation of Torah, now all of creation, and the intent of God when he created man finally can be realized. It's the same kind of idea, that everything is really going to, so to speak, finally get started with the emergence of the Jewish people. Everything revolves around the Iker. The Iker is the Shabbos. The Iker nation is Am Yisrael. And everything revolves around the Iker. Just as that Iker is the Shabbos out of the seventh day, so too the Iker is Am Yisrael amongst the nations. And to express that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw fit to take us out with completion of the process in 7 days. Completion of the process happened only after we were totally free. Vayar b'nei Yisrael, vayar Yisrael, es Mitzrayim meis al svas hayom. That's when we knew and understood we were now free. That the Egyptians... Well, it was on the seventh day after Yitzias Mitzrayim, we crossed the Yam Suf, and in the morning, vayar Yisrael, es Mitzrayim meis al svas hayom. So the process of the birth of Israel and Yitzias Mitzrayim is 7 days. Why did Hashem say it should be... Why did Hashem... you know, see fit that it'd be 7 days? Because it is like creation. It's like creation in that it is a culmination of the toilados of man. The story of man now starts in earnest, because the emergence of Am Yisrael is the culmination of the emergence of all nations. He says it now in these words: Nimtzaki haPesach k'may haShabbos leGamri Rak shehaShabbos hashlamas haBria. Shabbos is the culmination and completion of Bria, of the creation of the world. We may have Pesach hashlamas Seid haOlam b'Toldosof, and Pesach is the completion of the process of the emergence of man and the nations that will populate the earth. Because until Am Yisrael is born, there's that critical, most important nation missing. Kvar yadata sh'amru chachamim ba'ez sh'ha'adam noilad lefi oise shav oise mazal nimshachim kol inyanei ha'adam. Chazal teaches in Maseches Shabbos that the timing of a birth is very important. That there is a concept of a mazal, of that which is the alignment of the position of the person vis-a-vis the rest of the universe, and what the role of the person therefore is supposed to be, what kind of a role the person has to play. It depends on the timing of the birth. So that is the case of Hachanami, Kasha Yotze Yisrael Mi Mitzrayim, Hayu Ki'ilu Noldu Ba'Ois Hashem. It's like the birth of a nation. And when are we born? And in what circumstances? And after how many years of prior existence of the other nations and so on? Kol HaKoyres Shehigiyo Lehem. Everything that happened before, and most importantly after, Masha Nosan Lehem HaTorah, that Torah was given soon thereafter. Ba'anani HaKavod, that they had the Anani HaKavod protecting them. Acha HaYitzia, Heim Nimshachim. All of it flows from what began on Pesach, began with Yitzias Mitzrayim. Shakol Nimshach Acha HaHaschol. Everything flows from that beginning, which was Yitzias Mitzrayim. Ulfichach, Yitzias Mitzrayim Niska La'olam. That's why Yitzias Mitzrayim is remembered every day. Shakol Nimshach Achar Zeh V'day B'zeh L'mevim. Why are we mentioning Yitzias Mitzrayim every day? Because that's when we became a nation. But it's not just that that was the beginning. He's saying more than that. That was the beginning, and everything is rooted in that beginning. And everything flows and stems from that great beginning. Counting from then to Shiva Shavuos, to Matan Torah. All of the years then we spent in the Midbar, marching on into Eretz Yisrael. But it all begins with the first step in the process is Yitzias Mitzrayim. Yitzias Mitzrayim is literally the birth of a nation, but more than that, it's the context within everything else exists. Everything else within that context. All of Jewish history is in the context of, in the cradle of Yitzias Mitzrayim. And that's why we say every day, Zicheras Yitzias Mitzrayim, in the morning and at night. Because Yitzias Mitzrayim is that causal nexus and the cradle of our entire existence, not only of our birth, but of the continuing process. It began with Yitzias Mitzrayim, so that the great reasons and goals for which HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, let there be an Am Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had them all in mind, doing Yitzias Mitzrayim as he did, preparing for the future with what began in those 7 days. And again, as he said earlier, it's specifically 7 days in Mitzrayim, in the Yitzias Mitzrayim process, because that shows us, causes us to appreciate, like 7 days of Bereshis, are 7 days that culminate with Shabbos, the Tachlis of the Bria. So too, in the case of Yitzias Mitzrayim, it's 7 days, because the emergence of Am Yisrael is the culmination of the emergence of the people of this world, the nations of this world, so that Am Yisrael can achieve what Am Yisrael is destined to accomplish.